Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. Before we get started in prayer, you're going to notice that I'm really grateful today. I have a new granddaughter. Little girl was born this weekend, and everything's good. Mama's healthy, baby's healthy. They're all home meeting big sisters, and we had three girls now. We have three girls. In my family, this is quite unusual. The girls have taken the lead. We have 15 grandchildren, and 8 are girls, and 7 are boys. And so anyway, we're very excited. All are here, all are healthy, and all is good. For such a time as this, we begin the show. Most gracious Heavenly Father, we have so many blessings and joys that you provide in our lives. For each, we are thankful. You are the great I Am, the creator of life, the savior, the forgiver, and the God who always shows love in all our lives. We come to you here each morning to beg your forgiveness, to ask for your guidance, to thank you, to acknowledge you, in our lives, and in this country, this nation. The times we're in are not pretty. We know not always what we should do, but we do know the answer to all things is you, O Lord. Because of the volatility and the anger of so many, we ask that you protect President Donald Trump and Vice President Mike Pence. Guard them. Guide them. Watch over their families and keep them all safe. Safe from the attacks of others here in this nation and those who would do harm from other nations as well. May you grant us with wisdom, with your wisdom, boldness and strength, discernment in all matters of our lives, our families, and our communities, our states. And Father, our nation, may we be brought, which might be painful, I know, back to you. May your will be to bring America home. I give to you CSC Talk Radio. May you guide me to be your voice of truth and encouragement. Help me to convey all in a way that is entertaining yet compelling. May your people not be discouraged, but determined. As the deck of evil seems to be stacked against us, we know you are in control. And Lord, we already have victory in you. As we open the show today, lead us, Lord. Lead me, I pray, to serve you for such a time as this, to bring America home. Amen. Well, America, 364 days to go. Election year, election day, November 3rd, 2020. January 1, I was not aware of this till last week. January 1, we enter into, yep, leap year. This is definitely going to be a long and difficult election year. It's already been pretty ugly politically. The witch hunt that's going on is the haters have plotted against we the people. I want you to understand. They're directing it at President Donald Trump, but it's we the people who elected him. And we didn't do what they wanted. And they've been doing this since really before he was elected. Now, when you stop and you think about some of the things that took place in 2016 before election. Some of the things that candidate Hillary Clinton said and did, and some of the things that President Donald Trump said and did, and even President Barack Obama. Do you remember when he stood before America and said, and really put President Donald Trump down, he said, you're not going to be president, and I am president. You know, something like that. That's paraphrased. That's paraphrased. But he also said, Americans are smart, too smart to elect President Donald Trump. What he meant was we were too dumb to see what was actually taking place in this nation. And he is not the only president to take the blame for the socialism and the deep state, because it's been in place for a very long time. Now, before I even get started here, I wanted you to do this one thing, just one thing today. Are you ready? Write this down. I saw that. You rolled your eyes around. Put it on your phone, in your phone, or by your phone. 202-224-3121. That is, as you well know, the D.C. switchboard. And as we are in a battle for independence and liberty, and it is a battle, it is a war, we are in a civil war, whether you want to admit it or not, and we really have been for a long time, I ask that you be an active citizen of the Republic. Call that switchboard. Tell your representatives. Tell your senator. Tell Nancy Pelosi. Tell Mitch McConnell. Tell, I'm using their names, Chuck Schumer. And tell Kevin McCarthy. Cease and desist. Stop this now. We're done with it. And do it every day. Or once a week. Put it on your calendar and get it done. We're going to have to do that here, Rudy. We've been telling everybody else to do it. This microphone isn't enough. And I want you, in your daily prayer, to pray for CSC Talk Radio to grow. We need to grow, not just financially. We need to grow in numbers. That's more important. We've got to pay for it, yes. But more people need to be reached with this daily prayer. I heard him last night, which was really Friday, because it was a Friday show that I pre-recorded, because I don't watch it until Sunday night, because I'm trying to take a little break. They were talking about Franklin had come out and said, we need to be praying for this president. And they were interviewing Jeffries, and we've been sending him our daily prayer cast. So we need to add Franklin to that and send it to him. We need to get him on the air. It's not about being political. It's about turning a nation around. It's about saving the unborn children. It's about saving the born children. Sometimes we've got to save them from themselves. That's 202-224-3121. Make it a daily or weekly. It's a challenge. Call them. Flood those switchboards and tell them, America says, stop it. We're done paying for this foolishness. And it is foolishness. It's greed, it's corrupt, it's sin. It's evil, what they're doing. And we're going to talk about some of that. And what they really are after these candidates that want to give you everything. Oh, by the way, Vito's out. He's been knocked out. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth, and I'll open up the phone lines. Seems like I don't give you a break much lately. 877-895-5410. Leap year is coming, and it's going to be a long election year. And it's going to get ugly. 877-895-5410. We will be right back. founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot hearts, set your table with liberty. The new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell, We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message, liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now, and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Bethann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Bethann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. The number to call today, if you want to call in and join in the conversation, it's not free for all Friday, but I am welcoming your calls at 877-895-5410. I don't know how else to explain it. And we do have a big week coming up. Let's see. Tomorrow we have, I want to do that before I get started here. Tomorrow, Harriet Hagman, she's with the New Civil Liberties Alliance, and she's going to give us an update on the lawsuit between the USDA and RCAF. And then on Wednesday we have Melody here, and we're going to talk about the jobs reports and some other things that I have going on in the economic world of the United States of America. And on Thursday, John Droz, we had him on before. We're going to talk about climate change, the hoax of it all, and he is a scientist. So it's kind of interesting to see different sides of that story when they're not the paid-for scientists, government-paid-for scientists. You know, isn't it odd how it's always your money and it's always being used against you? Maybe we ought to wake up to that fact. The CIA director, former CIA director, was being interviewed. His name is John McLaughlin. And he made a statement that should have angered every single American. I don't care if you hate or love Donald Trump. It should have angered every citizen of the United States. If you love liberty, independence, and freedom, unfortunately, many of you don't. But he made a statement because they hate President Donald Trump, and they're trying to get him out, and they're trying to make his life miserable. He made a statement, thank God for the deep state. Now, I don't imagine this guy even believes in God. That's what they say. There's no true atheists. Thank God for the deep state. That should make you angry. And it ought to wake you up. They talk about being woke. Woke to their socialist ideas like killing babies and taking your money I don't know if they're going to, if it's extortion from Mother Nature, that they're going to pay Mother Nature all these trillions of dollars and she's going to stop the climate change. But this should anger you. And when I was looking at it this morning again, I heard it over the weekend, I thought of the lyrics to La Mez. Do you hear the people sing? A song in La Mez. Singing a song of angry men. It's the music of a people who will not be slaves again. When the beating of your heart echoes the beating of the drums, there is a life about to start when tomorrow comes. Will you join in our crusade? Who will be strong and stand with me? Beyond the barricades, is there a world you long to see? Then join in the fight, and fight that will give you the right to be free. Do you hear the people sing? Do you hear the people sing? Do we even want to sing about liberty? About freedom? Do we understand that everything these D.C. occupiers are doing, and this deep state that this former CIA director wants to give thanks for, that all that they're doing is taking away your freedoms, your liberty, your independence? They're working against you, not for you. Against you, not for you. They're taking your money at every turn, and we're going to talk about some of Lizzie's ideas on health care, because they must fix health care, even if it totally, completely breaks America. We have Larry from Missouri. He's a little off topic. We might have gotten there, but he wants to talk about the whistleblower. Larry, how are you today?
I'm fine, Beth. I don't care what the Democrats think about Trump. You know, he still has the same rights to defend himself as any other American citizen, whether they like it or not. He's got rights to defend himself just like everybody else does. And they should tell the name of the whistleblower and have testimony and all that, so he can defend himself.
He has the right to face his accuser, and America has the right to know who is accusing their elected president of such a dastardly deed as to do his job.
The Democrats get off to saying that he doesn't have any, like he doesn't have any rights. Well, they're totally wrong, for that.
Well, they want to rewrite the Constitution. I saw some of that this weekend where they were talking about it doesn't have to be a crime to impeach the president. I guess you could just say, I'm going to impeach him because I don't like the color of his hair today. I'm going to impeach him because I don't like his policy. Well, that's not an impeachable act. It has to be high crimes and misdemeanors, which he has done neither.
They're right.
However, they have.
I don't understand them. But anyway, that's what I think.
I appreciate it, Larry. And thank you for the poems and the encouragement you send me in the mail. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay.
Well, a CIA director believes that the deep state is a good thing, and it's not a good thing. It was never, ever supposed to exist. We're in a heap and a gob and a bunch of trouble, and it's our fault. The American people's fault. How many times has Nancy Pelosi been reelected? Or Mitch McConnell? I bet Mitch McConnell's a Republican. Yes, he is. I listened to Matt Gaetz last night, and he was talking about Mitch McConnell thinking it's going to take like 16 weeks or something, or I don't remember how many weeks it was, 6 or 16. Either way, it's wrong. to figure out what he's going to do to fight this impeachment thing. Why would he do that? Why doesn't he just stop it in its tracks? He can do that. Just stop it in its tracks. They're going against the American people. The rhinos, the left, the Democrats, at least they're, well, if you want to call it honest, meeting behind closed doors, we know what they are. They're socialist. And that in and of itself, they take an oath to the Constitution and they turn around and they work against it. Going into socialism isn't working for a republic constitution or even the democracy that they like to sling that word out there a lot. And the stupider and the more ignorant that these Democrat candidates for president look, the more we hear from Hillary Clinton. And I got to thinking, you know how my mind works with it being leap year and all. They're going to claim that, aren't they? They're going to put a female as candidate, and they're going to claim Sadie Hawkins Day. That's what they're going to do. We're in trouble, people. We're in trouble. Don't let it happen. Don't let it happen. Don't let them. I believe President Donald Trump will be reelected unless something really bad happens between now and then. I believe he will be reelected, and I believe we need to make sure he has a chance in his next 4 years that he hasn't had in the first. I believe we should unelect every single Democrat that is up for reelection, House and Senate. Unelect them all. Have this Republican majority all across the board. And then they cannot hide behind the corruption and the stupidity of the Democrat Party right now. So, that is my request of you. That is Beth's theory. I don't know if the other talk show hosts agree with it or not. I know they're saying don't vote against the Democrats. But it's not just the Democrats. So when we vote against the Democrats, then we can hold those Republicans accountable. I mean push them up against the wall. Push them up against the wall. It's time the American people took charge of this. 202-224-3121. That is the D.C. switchboard. Put it down. Write it down. Put it right by your phone. Put it in your cell phone. And put it on your timer. Rudy likes to set a timer all the time. Put it on a timer on a kid's schedule. When it beeps, you call them and you say, cease and desist, stop this. The American people have spoken. And hang up. That's all you need to do. Just keep it up. What if all of you did that? Oh my gosh, I would be so proud. Let's get her done. For those who are waiting on the phone line, we'll come back to you after these messages. We have to go to commercial break here pretty quick. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. It's going to be a leap year, and it's going to be ugly. And we'll be right back.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from legal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, home on the range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the range.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready, and health insurance is your financial safety net. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more, give us a call at 800-759-5081. That's 800-759-5081. 800-759-5081.
What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stewart didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today. What if things were made in America again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home. And we have returned to this new CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're going to go to the phone line with Roger in New Mexico. Roger, real quick, what do you got to say about impeachment?
Oh, I wanted to say that we don't realize how clever Trump really is. He's following the principles, two major principles he's following. If you look up Lincoln quotes, he's following every one of them. Things like, to defeat my enemy, I make him my friend. And I defeated him, didn't I? He's no longer my enemy. That's Putin. That's Putin. Okay, now let's cut back to this. A Chinese general wrote a book on the art of war 2,500 years ago. All the military follows it. It's brilliant. But the gist of his book is this. All warfare is based upon deception. Now, here's the great deception that I see. I'm an engineer scientist. I see this deception that he's pulling on his enemies in the Congress. As long as there's a possibility of him being impeached, the deep state will not assassinate him. So I think Trump's in cahoots with Pelosi to make sure he doesn't get assassinated. Okay,
I don't know about that. Okay, I don't know about cahoots. He's using her, but she's easy to use because she's not being very brilliant. All right, appreciate
Everybody needs to know that the deep state, their whole card is to have the president assassinated. That's their whole card. He's got to avoid that.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. That's why we're having prayer every morning. All right, thank you. Well, I just got this. This wasn't where I was going to go, but I just got this, and I want to mention this because it just now came in. Polls show Trump trailing Biden in four of the six key states he won in 2016. And now we'll start the article. A new poll from New York Times.
No kidding.
All right. President Donald Trump trailing former President Joe Biden, Vice President, excuse me, among registered voters in most of the battleground states he carried in 2016. Not only that, the poll conducted by the Times and the Siena College and published Monday, today, gives Biden a 5-point lead on Trump in Arizona, 3 points in Pennsylvania and Wisconsin, and 2 points in Florida. Now, we remember how wrong these polls were once before. I don't like polls. They're manipulative pieces of instrument. They are an instrument of manipulation. Let me rephrase that. I speak for a living, right? It goes on in this poll to say that the poll further shows tight races between the president and other top Democrat candidates. Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts and Bernie Sanders of Vermont in the aforementioned battleground states. Trump and Warren are even in Pennsylvania and Wisconsin, and POTUS carries leads of 6-4 and 3 points in Michigan, Florida, and North Carolina, respectively. The poll gave Warren a 2-point advantage in Arizona. Okay, Arizona, what's wrong with you out there? Trump appears to be even more deadlocked with Sanders than Warren. New York Times gave Sanders a 2-point lead in Michigan and Wisconsin, and he edged out Trump by 1 point in Pennsylvania. Conversely, Trump leads Sanders by 3 points in North Carolina and 1 point in both Florida and Arizona. Well, there you have it. Straight from the New York Times. Because we know they have no prejudice over the president whatsoever. Now, just a little catty here. I'm just going to be a little catty, okay? Meow. Jane Fonda, you know, what does a has-been actress do? Here's her checklist. Get my lips plumped. Have my facelift. Make sure my fashion, my hair and style is perfect, the color and everything. Put on very stylish clothes. Go and protest climate change and get arrested so you have free photo ops with the cameras. Jane Fonda spent the night in jail because she was demonstrating, says actress, activist. Yeah, we know how activist Jane Fonda is. We remember that from Vietnam, right? She spent a night in a local jail after her fourth arrest in many weeks while participating in climate change demonstrations in Capitol Hill. The 81-year-old Oscar winner, was among more than 40 people arrested Friday. But she's the one that got the photo op. I just want to add that. She got a really nice photo op, I'm sure. And so, there you have it. Jane is back. Let's all listen to Jane. She says climate change is real. I wonder how much plastic surgery deals with climate change and the little stuff you stick in your lips to plump them up and make you look younger. All right. So, I think I have a phone caller here. I heard my phone beep. Let me check here. We have William in Delaware. William, how are you today?
Yes. Good morning, Ethan. How are you?
I'm doing good, sir. How are you?
Well, I'm hanging in there. It's a little cold this morning up here, but sunny now and warming up. Anyway, this whole impeachment process and everything else,
totally,
you know, I worked in IT and computers going back to the early 80s, and I have friends who work in some of the modern IT field. Let me put it to you this way. I have a very close friend who works for Google. I don't want to reveal his name.
Okay, that's fair
However,
enough.
All that you are seeing with this push for impeachment, the push on the media, all everything. It is all part of something called the Hegelian dialectic. That is thesis versus antithesis to produce a desired result or synthesis. Basically, playing both sides against the middle.
Right.
What my friend at Google told me, and some of his other people who work in that field in California, social media, meaning your smartphone, your television, your internet connections.
Everything.
Everything that has to do with technology that people interact with is now being affected by artificial intelligence, AI, using algorithms. This is mathematical formula which produces predictive analysis, predictive psychology. It is how you get people to vote a certain way. It used to be called subliminal suggestion. It's now being implemented primarily on people's smartphones. When they get online, they watch videos. They interact on bulletin boards. They see news programs on CNN, MSNBC.
And they control which ones you see.
This is all now being controlled via AI, and it can be tailored for each person based on their what media they watch and listen to. What they're trying to do is split the country down the middle. You have half on one side, half on another.
Exactly.
And one wild card in the middle. This is beyond 1984. This is 1984 on steroids.
Wow.
And being an insider in the IT industry for 35 years and looking at what some of it's happening now, all I can say is be very careful what you expose yourself to. Take a step back, people, and see if you're being led and manipulated and led by the nose.
I agree. Thank you, William. We have Mike from North Carolina hanging on. We're going to go into a break, and then, Mike, we'll get you. Thank you so much for that, William. I want to add that they do control what you see as well, because those algorithms are supposed to follow what you want. So if you do a search for such and such or for this or that, then that's what you see pop up all over your screen. I always use Fox News and a couple other news sources, and they know that. But those are never the ones I see first if I do a search. So they're manipulating what I see. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we will be right back.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing. manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
Get a two-pack of my pillow premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or call 1-800-978-6168. Use promo code BethAnn.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping. What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stubert didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today, What If Things Were Made in America Again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home. And we have returned. We're in the final segment of today's show. I'm going to close the phone lines after we go to Mike from North Carolina. Mike, how are you doing today?
As good as can be. How about you?
I'm doing good, sir. Thank you. What's on your mind?
I voted for Trump, and I supported him. And it cost me some time and money. I really didn't have the money, but I did it anyway. And I was done with him in 5 days because of Yemen. You know, The assassination of Anwar Awlaki's daughter. She was 8 years old, shot in the throat, and left to bleed out over a two-hour period. They hustled all the women and children into one building, and they tried to protect them, but they couldn't fight back against the force that was put on them. 8 month pregnant women shot in the stomach. It was a terrible slaughter. And I began to look at the decision that I had made. And I knew he owned casinos, but I didn't know he owned strip clubs. I'm just here saying that I was wrong and that I'll never make that mistake. I'll never trust like that again. And I didn't trust. But I wanted to see jobs brought back. And when somebody is openly your enemy, an antagonist, that's one thing. But when they pretend to be your friend and they stab you in the back, that's something else. And now we're finding out that in just one move of 517,000 82-millimeter mortar shells that the United States doesn't use was manufactured by Lake City in Missouri. And and they were funneled to ISIS and to both sides in Yemen at $1 million per plus gas and expenses per flight on diplomatic flights by Silkway and another airline. All this is completely documented, and it started the first day of his presidency. I'm just saying, you know,
So, okay.
We've got to have somebody that's honest and decent. And so I'm just voting a Christian ticket. And in North Carolina, we can't even affect change at local levels. It's that corrupt. It's really bad.
Well, it's that corrupt all over the United States.
It is.
I'm gonna just confess, I don't understand everything that you're telling me, but I can hear your heart, and I appreciate that so very much and respect that. So who would you vote for president this next time? And, you know, I understand the vote for the lesser of two evils is still evil, but there isn't anyone running that would meet what you're saying as far as a Christian running right now. We just don't have it.
We certainly don't. Okay. I can think of hundreds of thousands of people that, and I can think of many thousands that I know personally that would do a good job. And I can't think of anything that's up there now that I can vote for. I can't support it anymore. I just can't. I mean, the Marine Corps set a new record for the Marine Corps. They burned out the barrels of three howitzers and in the amount of artillery shells that they fired out of one fire base in Syria. 6,000 dead in that city, and they still haven't found the bodies, still pulling bodies out. It's why are the Marines in Syria, Beth Ann? They follow.
Well, he's wanting to pull out, and people are angry with him for wanting to pull out. Do you even agree with him on that?
Why is he even there?
Well, because we were already there. So he's trying to get it pulled out. He's been fighting everyone there in his administration over that. I don't know how many he's gone through. And, you know, John Bolton was one of them. He's a warmonger, and he wanted to keep going. And they didn't like that. And Mad Dog, he wanted to keep going. He didn't want to pull out. So President Donald Trump is trying to get the troops home. At least you can give him that much, and he's taken a lot of guff over that.
The Marine Corps is different from all other branches. They're at the direction of the executive branch. They always have been. They always will be. So he could have them all headed home tomorrow, all of them. Don't get caught up in it, and don't believe anything I'm telling you. Just do some research. Hey.
Okay. Well, I will. I appreciate that. I will.
Hugs to you, baby. I'll see you.
Thank you. Thank you. Keep praying, okay? You keep praying. Thank you very much. Well, he's right about corruption in D.C. I don't know about the statistics and the data that he just gave me. I'm going to have to do some research. I'm going to confess stupidity on that part, ignorance. So I will look it up. I do know that President Donald Trump has been taking a lot of heat over wanting to bring him home. And I had somebody tell me just last week, somebody very close to me, I don't agree with him. I think we should stay over there in Syria. What we did to the Kurds is wrong. You know, the Kurds helped us when we got this al-Baghdadi. Bad daddy. This is something that I'm just going to read the first paragraph of. The do-nothing Republican Senate, which cannot repeal Obamacare, secure the border, defund Planned Parenthood, or even take more than one vote to bar infanticide, has proven itself shockingly adept at one thing, going into overdrive to block the Trump nominees they personally dislike. They have been, and this goes on, this is talking about some of the nominees, one in particular, a nominee that the president has made. You realize that he still has nominees from the very beginning that haven't been approved. And maybe that is characteristic I don't understand. I haven't watched it that close. But I read that first paragraph just to make sure that you know. Just because they have Republican before or after their name doesn't mean they're fighting for you. Mitt Romney is not fighting for Utah. Mitt Romney is fighting for socialist globalist government and Mitt Romney. Mitch McConnell has been there a very long time, has become very, very wealthy. He's not fighting for you. He's not standing with the president unless it's convenient for him. Nancy Pelosi is not fighting for the Democrat Party. She's fighting for a socialist Democrat party. She's fighting against the President of the United States. I believe he's the first fighting, working president we've had. Whether you like what he's doing or not, they don't. And they don't like it because they want, thank God for the deep state, to be running things. That tells you right there who's been running things. Now, I had some articles here that I really wanted to bring to you that were running out of time. And I'm going to save this one for Wednesday when we have Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading with us. It is Medicare for All proposes economy crushing taxes on the middle class. We're going to talk about that. And then there's some things going on with the EPA when they've rolled back some of the anti-coal regulations. And we might talk about that on Thursday when we have Dross here. John Dross, Dr. John Dross. You've been listening to CSE Talk Radio. We're trying to put sense in the nonsense, if that's even possible, and we're trying to bring you as much truth, trying to make you think for yourself. Thank you, all of you who called and gave your 2 cents. We love every bit of it. It's taking all of us, friends, to work together, to pray together, and bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cedarstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.